ויהי שעד דלב יסיינו, ויהי שעמד דלב יסיינו ללנו, שלא יחד בלבד עמד עלינו לך לסיינו, עמד עלינו לך לסיינו. ויהי שעד ויסיינו ללנו, שלא אחד בלבד עמד עלינו לך לסבבינו, עמד עלינו לך לסבבינו. והקדוש ברוך הוא מצילנו, מצילנו קדוש ברוך הוא מצילנו, מצילנו מיד. דה 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 הקדוש ברוך הוא מצילנו, מצילנו מיד. והקדוש ברוך הוא מצילנו, מצילנו מיד. דה 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 לחליסנו, והקדוש ברוך הוא מצילנו, הקדוש ברוך הוא מצילנו מידם. והקדוש ברוך הוא מצילנו, מצילנו
friends. Welcome to our another class as we prepare for the Haggadah, for Pesach. And what I wanted to do this time was to focus only on the words we just sang. V'hi she'amda l'aviseinu v'lanu. These powerful, powerful words, which in recent years have gained an extra level of familiarity because of the beautiful and popular song of our dear friend Yonatan Razel. V'hi she'amda, but even before Yonatan's song hit the charts, these words definitely always caught a center of attention at the Seder. It's a very powerful moment. And although we'll be there in a few nights, I just want to transport us already right there to the Seder table. And describe what happens at that moment. That we say V'hi She'amda, and tonight to spend a few minutes trying to understand What does Vehisha Amda mean? Well, there's a very a beautiful story that I first wanted to share with you about one of the Einiklach, one of the grandchildren of the Reb Mendel of Orker, so one of the great-grandchildren of Reb Yitzchak of Orker, that he once came during Pesach, he came to the home of the Belzer Rebbe, of Rabbi Sarach Adov Belzer. And the Rebbe asked him, say a Torah from your grandfather. Tell us something over that you heard at home, that your Zeder Reb Mendel Vorker used to say, or a story, anything. So this Einikel, this grandchild said, you know, I heard in the name of my grandfather that he took notice, he made us all pay attention to what it says to do in the Haggadah right before we say Vehisha Amda. Because it's written in the Haggadah, and I'm sure you'll see this too in your Haggadah, that right before we say Vehisha Amda, it says Mechasin et ha-matzot, you cover the matzahs, velokchin et ha-kos, and you grab, you're supposed to hold the cup of wine as you recite Vehisha Amda lavoteinu velanu. So he said, this was his perush, Mechasin et ha-matzot means we cover up the de'oraita, we cover up the mitzvahs that are de'oraita of De'el HaSeder, which is the matzah, that's from the Torah. Ve'lokchin et ha-kos, you take the derabanan, you take the mitzvah that was taught to us by the rabbis, which is the cups of wine, and you say, Ve'hi she'amda lavoseinu ve'lanu. You say, this is what stood for our fathers, and for our forefathers and mothers, and for us. Meaning what? What helped us hold on? He says, we covered the Torah, the things from the Torah, and we grabbed the derabanan. We held on to all the things that we pay more extra careful attention to, that were all added on by gzeirot derabanan, by what the rabbis had added over the years, and their takanot, and everything that they instituted, that we should be able to hold on with extra doses of Kedusha throughout the exile. And that is what got us through. Vehi she'amda lavoteinu velanu. This is what kept us through. It's what made us be chazak through the Galut Hamar. And when the Belzer Rebbe heard this, he loved what he heard. And he told his son that he was a yeshiva bachur. Then he said, write down these words. And the son said right away, but Tati, is it mutter, are you allowed to write on Chol HaMoed? Because, you know, there's an Indian not to write on Chol HaMoed. So this father said to him, listen, even on Chol HaMoed, you can do it, because if this would get lost, oy va'avoy to the world, if a Torah like this was lost. So I wanted to open up with that story to show you how much in our tradition, the concept of what our Chazal have instituted for us plays such a precious role. And over here, when at this moment, at this very powerful moment of the Seder, when we cover the matzahs and lift the cup of wine, and we say, Vehi she'amda lavoseinu velanu, this is what stood for us and our fathers, this, whatever this is, which we're going to attempt to answer, whatever this is, this got us through Galus, and whatever this is going to get us through whatever we need to get through until the great day comes. Be'ezrat Hashem Yidbarach. So we're going to go through a few different teachings to try to understand what is exactly this Vehisha Amda, because I would love to know whatever helped thousands of years of exile get us through. I would love to know what that is, because I just want to make it with all the strength I can have. And this is a very important thing, that during the Haggadah, you know, all the gates are open, and anything you daven for, anything you think of, anything you're learning, Leila Seder, any manner in which you're telling over the story, the accessibility to feeling what you're learning, what you're reading, what you're davening over is basically like right there in front of us. And on Leila Seder, we don't say like, take your time, and we don't say get through it, but make sure that every word gets through to you. And I just want the word Vehi to be able to penetrate through us. So what is the Vehi? This is what stood for our parents, what kept us alive. What kept us alive? So the Netziv, Rebbe Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, explains that the promise, you have to read a bit before that in the Haggadah, but the promise that we will always be a people and that we won't assimilate. That was given, that promise was given to Avraham Avinu in Brit Ben HaBetarim. And there, in the Brit Ben HaBetarim, it was told to Avraham Avinu, Ger Yeh Zaracha, your children will be strangers, that will never fully be absorbed into a non-Jewish society and culture. Will always kind of be floating like oil on water. And the greatest preparation for a Leil HaSeder is this, you know, the pure soul of a Yiddish neshama that knows that, you know, we're gonna lift a cup during Leil HaSeder to what? To something which generally may have caused a lot of pain because we never quite fit in. But in Leil HaSeder, we realize, thank God we never fully fit in. Because if we did, we wouldn't have this. What's this? Vihi? This moment of recognizing that your promises stand forever. And whatever else it is that you're experiencing at Leil HaSeder, because you get the sense of, you really do have special business with me, Hashem. I'm not getting into the whole business of understanding necessarily what it means to be Am HaNivchar. I don't have to explain it tonight, I just feel it. So the Netziv says, Vehi, and this is referring to that concept of I'm never really fully absorbed into any place I've been in exile. Now some would say that that's still, you know, Shayach today, even with Eretz Yisrael, that we're in the exile in the context of the fact that we're still in a world without the redemption. That even while I'm here, I feel like I'm not really here. But definitely, all the more so, for thousands of years, whenever we were, wherever we were in the world, not fully in. And the promise that was given to Avraham Avinu, that there won't be assimilation, that's what the Netziv says, that's the Vihi. Okay. So, another beautiful explanation to the concept of Vihi is we have to look at the Lashon Nekeva. You have to look at the language of this promise, of this statement. It says, Vehi she'amda, and this which stood, but anyone knows, Vehi she'amda is feminine. Vehu she'amad is male, is in the male tense, but feminine is Vehi she'amda. So the Shla HaKadosh says, so what does it mean, Vehi she'amda? And this is so beautiful. It says, what kept us through all of Galus? Bishchus Nashim Tzadkanias. In the merit of righteous women, the koach hanashi, the feminine power, their emuna, their determination, their beauty which they maintained throughout thick and thin, no matter what was going on, that powerful female energy was the most dominant energy in Egypt. Like we see when we're introduced to the concept of being in exile, the Torah raves about these women, the meyaldot ha'ivriot, the midwives, that had such emunah in Hashem and didn't listen to Paro, and God built for them homes. Yocheved and Miriam, the mother and sister of Moshe Rabbeinu, the ones that saved us from death. And also Batya, Bat Paro, the one that raised Moshe Rabbeinu. And the fact that women didn't sin in the golden calf, and the fact that Miriam Hanavia shows up well-equipped and ready to cross the Red Sea. She knew it would happen, so she comes ready with her tupil mecholot, with her drum. So we see that the Shla says, Vehi means the feminine energy is what always kept us alive. Now the Baal Sefer HaToda'a writes that Vehi she'amda lavoteinu velanu, Vehi is a reference to the emunat tmima, Vehi, that thing that I call my life, which is emunat tmima, that I never tried to solve the mystery of God or of why you do this to that. And even though I went through a lot of pains and trials and tribulations, I still stayed very close and connected to the Elokai Neshama Shenasata B'Tahorei. This pure place that you created inside of me is pure and it's untouched. And it's you. I'm not trying to intellectualize it. I'm not trying to do mental gymnastics with it. I'm just a yid, and this is what keeps me going. I lift up the cup, and I say l'chaim to my emunah tmima, v'hi she'amda la'viseinu v'lanu. I give a l'chaim to my simple emunah. Now the Ari HaKadosh says that Vehi is a reference to, it connects a little bit to what the Shla is saying, because he says Vehi is a reference to the Shechina. I mean, all the Shechina is the feminine, right? That the Shechina was with us in Galus, it kept us guarded in Galus, it warmed our hearts and souls in very freezing, bitter cold nights, both literally and spiritually speaking. And let's lift up the L'chaim right now, this cup, we're saying, let's lift it up and say, L'chove the Shechina that kept us alive throughout all those years in Galus. I think one of the reasons why I love this part of the Agada so much is, obviously, whenever it comes to Seder and favorite things, it always has to do with childhood memories. There's a teaching my father would say year after year, he still says it, and I love it. And I said it last night at the Shir, and someone called me today to add on to it, which I wanted to share with you. Something really beautiful. You know, it says, right before it says, V'hi she'amda la'avotenu v'lanu, we say, V'achareichen yatz'u b'rechush gadol, that when we left Egypt, we left with a lot of possessions. Rechush gadol. Rechush means possessions. Gadol, grand possessions, a lot of possessions. So you may think that that means that when we left Egypt, we took with us all the couches of all of our Egyptian slave masters. Or we took with us, I don't know, suitcases filled with whatever you want to imagine. But my father always says, but what is the rechush gadol? It's the next word of the Haggadah. What's the next word of the Haggadah? Vehi. Vehi stands for the rechush gadol that we left Egypt with. What is the great possession? Listen to this. Vehi, vav he yud aleph. Vav is the six shisha sidrei mishnah. He, chamisha chumshei torah. Yud aser sadibros. Aleph, which those letters spell out the word vehi, Aleph, the Echad V'Yachid, Ribbono Shleilam. What's a Jew's greatest possession? The greatest thing in the world. That which is more valuable than anything in the world is our Torah. That, She'amda La'avoteinu V'lanu. You want to kid yourself that you could say, listen, it was the spirit of nationalism or national identity. That's what kept us alive. Is that I knew that God expressed His will to me through the Torah. I took such precious care of trying to understand God's love letters that He's written me over the years. That's what the Torah is. That's the Aleph, the Yud, the Seyas HaDibros, the He, the Chamish Echum She Torah, and the Vav, and the Shish Simjai Mishnah. Vehi She'amdalav Yisinu, that's the Rechush Gadol. So first I want to give us a bracha that Be'emet, we do feel that, meaning we have this sense of this year, and even though it's not Shavuos, but we have such an appreciation this Seder for the Chamish Yechum Shei Torah. And it comes up throughout the Haggadah. Ilu kirvanu lifnei har Sinai v'lo natan lanu et haTorah. If only God had brought us close to har Sinai, but He didn't give us the Torah. Dayenu. There are all these different references in showing us the value, the preciousness of what it means to have a relationship with the Torah HaKadosha. So that was my father's voice. Someone heard that and he called me today and he said, you know, I once heard, I forget in whose name he said it, so I really asked for mechila. But he said, you know, you generally speaking, when you're at a Seder, I mean, last year it wasn't like this so much, and still for this year, unfortunately, it still won't be fully like this. But if there's one holiday where it's really family-oriented, not just parents and children, but also the grandparents, it's Seder. It's Leila Seder. Leila Seder is all about midor ledor, from generation to generation, right? V'hi she'amda la'avoteinu v'lanu she'lo echad bilvad amad alein l'chaloteinu, ela she'bechol dor v'dor omdim alein l'chaloteinu. It's not just that we're having trouble in our time, and it's not just that my great-great-grandparents had trouble in their time, but it's really in every single generation there's an attempt to destroy us both physically and also spiritually with assimilation or with making us feel too comfortable in places that aren't meant for us. So Leila Seder, when we pick up the wine and we say Vehi, you're looking around the table and you're seeing, wow, there's generations of Jews here. There's continuity. Vehi She'amda La V'Seinu V'Lanu. As long as we saw that our children are being born and they're showing up to Seder, as long as our parents saw that their parents are still coming to Seder, as long as we see our parents are still coming to Seder, as long as there's a sense And there's a deep appreciation and awareness of the fact that although you may say things were better once or they will be better, whatever it is, the fact that the show is still going on, the fact that we were slaves and then we became free people, and since then we've been more or less attempting to internalize this gift of freedom, and family is here to show that the continuity is really taking place. As long as that's happening, that's a l'chaim. That's vehi she'amda l'avisenu v'lanu. We're still there. We're still coming back. So first of all, over here I want to give us a bracha that there should always be Jewish continuity b'chlal and b'frat in our personal lives as well, that it should be very clear to us that despite whatever, however close or not close you may feel to family, the fact that it's still going on, and that our children know what Aleph and Bet are, or they even know there's a thing called Passover. Seder night's not the night to see how much you know, how much you don't know. The question is if you know or if you don't know. And we all know that Pesach, Seder night, is by far the most highly celebrated Jewish holiday throughout the whole year. Passover, Seder. So that's very beautiful. That's very comforting. That's the Vehi. So we saw all these different interpretations what the word Vehi can mean. I wanted to end off by sharing with you something that I saw from the Seder table of the Rizhner Rebbe, of Rebbe Yisrael of Rizhin. I believe this story took place in 1840. I believe. And let me just see if I could pull this up and I can find it for you. Yeah. Okay. Let's pull this on the screen. Okay. Look at this. Beleil Bet Shel Pesach Shnat Taf Resh Yud. Actually, it's 1850. No, I think it's 1850. Beseder Sheni, the second night of Pesach, where you did the, in Chutz La'aretz, you have a second Seder. This is a gewalt thing. Second night, Patach Ve'amar, the Rebbe said, the original Rebbe said like this, Ha Lachma Anya, the bread of poverty, Lechem Oni Hu Alechem Asher Anu Ochlim Bagalut. Bread of poverty is the bread which we are eating in exile. Ki Kol Zman She'en Anu Zochim Lekomem Et HaBayit HaGadol, as long as we do not merit to establish the great home, meaning Eretz Yisrael, Beis HaMikdash, Harei Anu Ach Verak Bifchinat Orchim, Hayoshvim Al Shulchanam Shel Acherim. As long as we're not establishing our real home, what are we? We are like guests that are sitting at the table of others. Ve'aharchava Hagdola Biyoter Eino Ela Legabeinu HaLachma Anya. And it's really halachma ania. We're saying this is the bread of poverty. We're referring to ourselves. Hashata avde. Now we are all avadim. Afilu anshei hasrara mizera Yisrael, hem bivchinat avadim begalut. V'nishmot hagdolim miYisrael mishuabdot laacherim. In exile, even the greatest amongst us are enslaved to others. As long as we're in exile. Now look what he writes here in the bold typing. Rak be'aretzenu akadosha tachat malchut Yisrael nie bivchinat bnei chorin. Only in our holy land. Tachat malchut Yisrael, beneath the monarchy of Israel, we will be real free people. Ach ma osim anu kedei liyot bnei chorin. But what are we doing about this? Meaning, what are we doing in order to get to Eretz Yisrael and to establish Eretz Yisrael as Mamlechet Yisrael? I think it's very interesting that we're learning this right now as this another round of elections is coming to an end. And then it says, V'ne'enach me'od, that means he would give krechts. Oi, oi, oi. What are we doing? What are we doing to get to Eretz Yisrael? What are we doing to stop being strangers at someone's table? What are we doing, as beautiful as it is to feel welcomed as a guest, what are we doing to change that mitzvah? So now look over here. This is really, really amazing. If you know anything about the Rizhner Rebbe and any of the stories you know about Rizhin, the Rizhner was such a presence, Rabbi Yisrael of Rizhin. Yisrael of Rishon is the great grandson of the Magid of Mezrich. So look how he says here. Second paragraph. The Kasher higia le'amirat vehi she'amda. When the Rishner got to the words that we just learned tonight, vehi she'amda, amar yoter mishishim pa'amim vehi she'amda lavoteinu velanu. For he said it 60 times. He said vehi she'amda 60 times. Uvechol pa'am nishtanu panav. And every time he said it, his face changed colors. Ve'amar, ani omer, yavoz zman shekol ha'umot, afilu hatovot shebahen, yehafchu lesonei Yisrael, ad sheyegarshu et ha'yehudim mikol arzot ha'gola utfutzoteihem neretz Yisrael. The Rishon said, there'll come a time when all the nations of the world, even the ones that are, so to speak, the best to us, the closest to us, will become our enemies until they exile all of us from all the lands of exile. They'll throw us out of there. And as a punishment, they'll chuck us out and we'll end up in Eretz Yisrael. Ube'emet, he says, so as beautiful as that may be, because we'll end up in Eretz Yisrael, but he says, Yelano bizayon gadol. What a disgrace this will be. Shelachar galut arukah shel 2,000 shana, tiyeh geulatinu be'ofen kazeh. What a bizayon. After such a long exile of 2,000 years, this is how our redemption will take place? Meaning, yeah, it sounds beautiful, we'll all end up in Eretz Yisrael, but is this what we waited for? Like, this is the ki mechakim anachnu lech of 2,000 years? Aval yeh ma sheyeh, it'll be what it'll be, ube'eza ofen sheyeh, and whatever manner it'll be, ubilvad she'ashem yatzil otanu midei ha'goyim v'yachzir otanu le'eretz ha'kodesh. As long as Hashem saves us from the non-Jewish people and will return us to the Eretz HaKodesh. We don't choose exactly how it'll be. We daven for it, komemiyut, to be noble, to come with heads lifted up high. But we'll get here. V'ashar yimaleh achakach kadosh baruch hu mimeila. And God will fill in whatever, will fill in everything anyway. Bottom paragraph. V'achakach osif. And he continued the Heilige Rishner at his Seder table, and he said like this, Ani omer, hem rotzim dafka geula nisit. We all want big miracles, like beyond nature miracles take place. Ach eini oches bichlal mimuftim. I don't hold, he says, at all from miracles. This is not what we're davening for. This is not what we look forward to. Shiva yamim retzufim sirev Moshe Rabbeinu lemalei shlichuto shel makom ligol et Yisrael mitzrayim. Remember when Moshe was approached by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the redeemer of the Jewish people, to serve as that crucial role as the leader of Am Yisrael, he's arguing with God for a week. What was he arguing about? So many people, of course, have many different opinions. And one of the main opinions is that he basically did not want to take the job. He wanted his brother to be the one to redeem Am Yisrael. Some said there's a midrash that says he wanted Eliyahu Navi to be the one to redeem Am Yisrael. But over here, what the Rishner is saying is that he was arguing with the Ribon HaShleim because of a different reason. Mishum, second to bottom line, Mishum she'agi'ula hi haita atida leheasot al yedei nisim v'niflaot shelo kederech hateva. Because that redemption that was spoken about, the eventual exodus from Egypt, was going to be by miracles from beyond nature. Moshe ratza she'agi'ula tiyeh bederech hateva. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the Geula to dafka be from within nature. So go back for a second when we just said, Vehi she'amda la'viseinu elanu. When you look back at all the reasons that we gave, all the explanations that we gave to understand what the concept of Vehi means, none of them were referring to beyond this world miracles, beyond nature miracles. None of us are saying, listen, it's the flying this, that the it's the manna, it's the miracle of splitting the sea, that's what kept us going all these years. No. It's the Yiddish and the Shama, Emunat Tmima. It's the feminine power. It's the Torah Kedosha. It's the promise of not to assimilate. This is all a cue of the way Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the redemption to happen. Take a look at your Haggadah, take a look at your Seder table, friends, this year. It's been a very miraculous year, but it's really been within the framework of nature, so to speak, that the miracles have taken place. We should be gebenched, we should be blessed to witness the greatest of miracles from within nature, and if God wants to do it beyond nature, that's God's choice. But the vehi, the power of that word, vehi, should shine bright at our Seder table this year. And our children should get so much nachas from the way that we lift up our glass during the vehi, and we say l'chaim to them. We say l'chaim to our wives, to our mothers, to our sisters. We're saying l'chaim to you, we're saying l'chaim to the Shechina Akdosha. We're saying l'chaim to the Torah, to the Rechush Gadol. But that moment is such a powerful and potent moment of l'chaim Ribono Shelayim. Vehi she'amdala v'seinu v'lanu. All the best, dearest friends. Hopefully we'll have another chance to learn before Yantav.